I'm Bruce Cameron. Good to have you along for Come All Ye again today. The longest running program on 2MCE, I do believe. It is, I hope, going to be enjoyable for you. Folk music coming your way. We'll play a track by a group called Child's Play to start the program today. In fact, I might play two tracks by Child's Play, because they're quite good. First one's a song called Don't Get Weary, Children. Good advice, good advice. What can I tell you about that song? It is associated with, I don't know whether he wrote it, but associated with Uncle Dave Makin, Grand Old Opry type performer. Don't Get Weary, Children, and they'll put with it a tune called Jim Short's Reel. Opening Come All Ye today, a couple of tracks from the group Child's Play, and it's one of those big ensemble groups, Child's Play. We heard, first of all, Don't Get Weary, Children, Uncle Dave Macon song, and then a tune called Jim Short's Reel, possibly composed by Jim Short. Then a set of tunes they call Child's Suite, which has nothing to do with James Child, the collector. A bit of a riff on the group's name, Child's Play. Christopher's Theme, Nigel's Dream, Arthur's Shooting Star and Hunter's Moon. They're all composed by Keith Murphy, who's a member of the band. Maybe not all his kids, but some. So, good to have you along. Come all ye today. Here's a group from Tasmania. They call themselves the Tassie Devils. Peter Hicks, who's been living in Tasmania for, I guess, 20, 30 years now, from Sydney, I think, originally. He's a member of this band. He plays guitar and bouzouki and sings and writes a lot of the songs. Along with him, three other people who sing in the group as well, but do other stuff. Matt Woolley plays mandolin. Ross Smithard plays fiddle. And Annie Parcell plays accordion and baron. This, I think, is one of Peter's. It's called The Blue Shadows at Night.
Rodney King was driving home on the freeway one night. He was guilty of nothing except not being white. There were four of LA's finest out to have fun. So for this black American, the nightmare had begun. And the video was seen on the TV worldwide. 56 baton blows, boots in his hide, unconscious and bleeding. King lay there on the ground, but the cops kept right at it like blood-hungry hounds. For the cops dress in blue, while the Klan dress in white. For it's harder to see the blue shadows at night. With these race-hating lynch mobs all sanctioned by law, makes me wonder what Martin Luther King died for. And the police chief said what his men did was right. They'd only been keeping the streets safe at night. And it's always the same when their own commit crime. It's a choice between anarchy and their thin blue line. And the scales of justice, they were loaded and stacked. There were 12 on the jury, not one of them black. And the court gave its verdict, it's never a sin to beat up on a man with the wrong colored skin. For the cops dress in blue, while the Klan dress in white. For it's harder to see the blue shadows at night. With these race-hating lynch mobs all sanctioned by law, makes me wonder what Martin Luther King died for. Hearing on their acquittal, the cops stood outside. They were leering and laughing, not for the first time. But a fuse had been lit, and a blaze was to start, that would ignite this nation and burn out its heart. And watching them all on TV, Rodney King, in a one-room apartment, his life is locked in. He's been beaten and broken, he's afraid to go out, for he never knows when there's blue shadows about. Cops dress in blue, while the Klan dress in white. For it's harder to see the blue shadows at night. With these race-hating lynch mobs all sanctioned by law, makes me wonder what Martin Luther King died for. President called for respect for the law, for the law that rains terror on the black and the poor, for the law that looks after the wealthy and strong and keeps everyone else where they're told they belong. Now your cities are blazing and the flames reach the sky, and it's fear that I see in the whites of your eyes. Cause you built a whole nation on bigotry and hate. You've had time enough to change it, but I think you're too late. For the cops dressing blue are the Klan dressing white, for it's harder to see the blue shadows at night. With these race-hating lynch mobs all sanctioned by law, makes me wonder what Martin Luther King died for. For the cops dressing blue are the Klan dressing white, for it's hard to see the blue shadows at night. With these race-hating lynch mobs all sanctioned by law, makes me wonder what Martin Luther King died for.
A song called The Blue Shadows at Night from a group called the Tassie Devils, featuring Peter Hicks, who I think probably is responsible for composition of that song. Although, being a good socialist, he just, or they, say all songs original compositions. They don't see who composed them. That album came out in 2018 called Devilish. 2018, they wrote a song called Blue Shadows at Night. It's a good thing everything's been fixed up since then, isn't it? This is Felton Lonnon, this next song. It comes from the northeast of England, and we're going to hear Catherine Tickell and Corina Hewitt. Catherine Tickell also comes from the northeast of England. Corina Hewitt does not. She's from Edinburgh. Catherine Tickell plays Northumbrian pipes, fiddle, and sings. Corina Hewitt plays the harp and sings. The song Felton Lonnon, it's transmogrified a little bit over the years. The second verse was added in the 1960s by Johnny Handel, member of the High Level Ranters, and it quickly became assimilated into the tradition, so it is now traditional. The words to this song don't exactly reveal whether or not the child who's being sung about ever came home. Maybe he did. They put with it a piece of music called Oh, Can You Sew? Or Can You Sew Cushions and Can You Sew Sheets, etc. This is Felton Lonnon from Catherine Tickell and Corina Hewitt, and I'm going to let them continue with a set of tunes. One is a traditional tune called Drover Lads, a Scottish tune. The second one, also a Scottish tune, but composed by J. Scott Skinner, and it's called The Cameron Highlanders, given that name because Skinner's brother, Sandy, served in that regiment for some time.
See not me ben. I'd rather loss all the kai than loss me hinny. I'd rather loss all the kai than loss me ben. Fair faced is me hinny, his blue eyes are bonny, his hair and curled ringlets hang sweet to the side. Always out roaming the long summer's day through, he's always out roving away from the farm, through hedges and ditches and valleys and fell sides. I hope that me hinny will come to nae harm. I've searched in the meadow and in the four acre, through stackyard and byre, but nought could I find. So off ye gan, daddy, seek after your laddie, bring to his mammy some peace to her mind. me, Ben. I'd rather lost all the kye than lost me, Henny. I'd rather lost all the kye than lost me, Ben.
Of course, it's a wonderful tune. It's called The Cameron Highlanders, that last one. Before that, Drover Lads. Before that, a song called Felton Lonnon. From Catherine Tickell and Corinna Hewitt, The Sky Didn't Fall is the name of their album. Oh, look, there's Bruce Molsky.
Cause I'm gonna leave so clean, I'll be just like a submarine. Now my woman poked her head out from under the bed, said, please don't let him kill me, my boyfriend dead. I said, that's alright, sweet mama, ain't gonna be here long, long enough to sing this worried song. Cause I'm gonna leave so keen, we'd be just like a submarine. Jack, stop and put the bloodhounds right on my track. But them bloodhounds could not catch my scent. You know they couldn't tell where the little hat went. Cause he left so keen, he's just like a submarine. it comes to Santa Fe, puffing and flying. You ought to seen me reach and really catch them blinds. And there's another man gone from Kentucky, long gone, done, got away lucky, cause I left so keen, I was just like a submarine. San Antonio, I declare, ain't going there no more. Well, I don't do the dozens and neither the ten, cause if you keep on talking, I'll lead you in. I'm gonna keep on talking till you make me mad. I'm gonna talk about all the money that your father had, cause I don't do the dozens, Lord, man, neither the ten.
Bruce Mulsky and a song called Kentucky Blues, and part of that song he picked up in Australia. I'll read from the sleeve notes to this fine album, which is called If It Ain't Here When I Get Back. He writes, "Sometimes it's really difficult to catch all the lyrics from old scratchy recordings. Kentucky Blues was put down by guitarist and singer Dennis Little Hat Jones in the 1920s. In 2011... my band Jumpsteady Boys was playing at the National Folk Festival in Australia. Andy Irvin was there too and introduced me to a guy who knew the lyrics to the verse I'd never been able to figure out. I wish I could remember his name so I could thank him. Thanks, wherever you are. And thanks to David Lynch, who first introduced me to Little Hat's music in Los Angeles." So whoever that person was, he might even be listening to the program today. Who can tell? That'd be nice. Now, a featured album today on the program. As with most weeks, we have a featured album. This one is called The Home Road, and it comes to us from Ross Cooper Band. Not the Ross Cooper Band, but just Ross Cooper Band. C-O-U-P-E-R is the man's surname. And he perhaps is known as a member of the Pete Bog Fairies, fairly wild Scottish folk group. He was a Shetland based, or he was a Shetland-based fiddler. He's now forefront of the Scottish folk scene for quite a while, so I don't think he's still living in Shetland. Ross Cooper has released various albums with Pete Bog Fairies, also with his brother. That was the featured album on Come All Ye sometime, I think, last year. But here he is with The Home Road. This album features Michael Biggins on keys, Sam Mabbott on button accordion, Paul Jennings on percussion, and some bass occasionally from Duncan Lyle. Most of the material has been composed by Ross Cooper himself. First one we'll hear, I was going to play the first track, but although it's very good, it goes for almost 10 minutes, so I think that might be a bit over-optimistic. Maybe another time. So we'll open with a rather beautiful Shetland bridal march called Da Delting Bridal March. It's a traditional Shetland air. He didn't write it at all, but it was played at his wedding, starting with a bit of a piano and fiddle duet, and it builds up. So see what you think. The featured album today, Ross Cooper Band and The Home Road is the album. This is Da Delting Bridal March.
Thank you.
There's the first track we'll hear today from the featured album. It's called The Home Road, released 2024 by Ross Cooper Band. That was Da Delting Bridal March, traditional tune from Shetland. Very sedate. We'll hear another one from it very shortly, which is considerably faster, but not yet. I'm going to play a song called Swansea Town now. This is from Paul and Liz Davenport. Been on the English folk scene for a long time. I think probably the 1960s they started singing together. Swansea Town, they write, although superficially a broken token type song, this version has no redeeming final verse in which the narrator reveals himself as the lost lover. There's no broken token and thus no happy ending. The setting here is informed by the BBC series Blood of the Vikings, which revealed that not only are there no areas of Scandinavian blood types in the UK, but also that there's a concentration of Spanish blood types in South Wales. This version is derived from the singing of Phil Tanner of Gower, set in an accompaniment derived from a flamenco form called Solieres. Believe all that if you like. So here we go, Swansea Town, from Paul and Liz Davenport.
Was down by Swansea Barracks I alone one morning strayed. A viewing of the soldiers, I spied a pretty maid. Her hair, it was as black as jet's in ringlets hanging down. She was the blooming rose of South Wales and the lass of Swansea Town. I said, my charming creature, what makes you wander here? I'm looking for my own true love, a bonny soldier dear. 8 years ago he left me, went to Bermuda, he was bound, and he swore he would prove faithful to his lass of Swansea Town. For her hair it was as black as jet and ringlets hanging down. Search the universe all over, and her equal can't be found. She's the blooming rose of South Wales and the lass of Swansea Town. I said, my charming creature, sad news I have to tell. Your lover was my comrade, and in the battle fell. A cannonball caused him to fall, which gave him his death wound. And he asked me to protect his blooming lass of Swansea Town. All on the ground in agonies this pretty maid did fall, saying, I ne'er shall rest till in my breast there strikes that cannonball. 8 years ago he left me, went to Bermuda, he was bound, and he swore he would prove faithful to his lass of Swansea Town. For her hair it was as black as jet in ringlets hanging down. Search the universe all over, and her equal can't be found. She's the blooming rose of South Wales and the lass of Swansea Town.
Down on you.
By Lauren Sheehan called Rose City Ramble. That was a Blind Willie McTell song in the wee midnight hours, featuring excellent harmony vocals there from Zoe Carpenter, who I think might even be Lauren Sheehan's daughter. Would that be right? Can't remember. Anyway, nice tune. I'll play one more and then another one from the featured album. This is a satirical song from a long time ago. It's a little short satire from a time when King George I succeeded the throne of Scotland and England. And he was a Hanoverian, of course. He wasn't English or Scottish. He was German.
The deal had we gotten for a king, but a wee German lady. When we get to Birmingham, he was delving in his sherry. He was shoeing kale and hoeing leeks. I bought the hose and bought the brakes. We as bigger duds he clicks, you wee bit German lady. He's clapping in the work, good man's chair, this wee bit German lady. And he's put forth the foreign trash and doubled them in his sherry. He's put the rose of English loons, broke the harp of Irish clowns, or fizzled taps, full jaggers, stones, you wee bit German lady. Amongst we're healing hills, you wee bit German lady. And see how Stuart's lang he'll thrive, we've devil in, we're yearly. For if a stack you dare to boo, at the yoke and no pillow, we'll brack your scepter or your moo, you wee bit German lady.
Our hells are steeper lands are deep, they fitting far and yearly. For Norland thistles who wanna pull you wee bit German lairdy. For a wee bit trench and blades, a weir would rob you all your German deal. You'll pass beneath the claim or sear you feckless German lairdy. And Dr. Callahall for nursing sick and vermin, but the very hounds of the English court to bark the howl in German. So keep thy devil in thy name and thy spade and what thy yearby, for a while the deal now claims the land but a wee German lairdy.
Not exactly the original arrangement, I suspect. The wee German lairdy from Old Blind Dogs, featuring great singer Ian Bingy, who left Old Blind Dogs and released a few solo albums afterwards. We've heard them all on this program. Another one from the featured album, and as I said, it's a bit faster than the previous one. Set of reels, which, do I have the names for them? I think one's from Ireland and one's from Cape Breton, but I'm just trying to find the names. Union Street Sessions, the Abbey Reel, then Margaret Robertson's from Ross Cooper Band. Cooper Band with set of reels. He's been playing fiddle for quite a while and very lively style. Shetland-based style, but he's adapted it over the years and it spits out the other end as that, and it's rather good. I like him anyway. Ross Cooper playing fiddle. Michael Biggins playing keyboards, piano and so on. Sam Mabbott, button accordion. Paul Jennings on full-on drum kit and some bass on some tracks, played by Duncan Lyle. More from them as we move on. This is John Doyle with an old song called The Month of January.
All you pretty, fair young maids. My parents educated me. While learning they did give, they bound me to a apprentice, a miller for to be. Then I fell in love with an Oxford girl, with a dark and rolling eye, and I promised her I would marry her if she with me would lie. I courted her for 6 long months, a little now and then, till I thought it a shame for to marry her, me being so young a man. And I asked her for to take a walk down by some shady grove, and there we walked and we talked of love, and we set our wedding day. But I pulled a little stick from off the hedge and struck her to the ground, until the blood of that trickling all around. Down on her bended knee she'd fall, and tearfully she'd cry, "Oh, Jimmy dear, don't you murder me, for I'm too young to die." So I went on to by the striking of a light. Well, he asked of me, and he questioned me, "What stains your hands and claws?" Well, I quickly made for to answer, "Just the bleeding of my nose." No rest, no peace that night I find, I do in torment lie, for the murder of my own true love, now I am condemned to die.
Voice of the late Norma Waterson from an album recorded with her husband, Martin Carfee, her daughter, Eliza Carfee, and Tim Van Eyken and Ben Evitsky. We heard a song called The Oxford Girl, with pretty much just the melodeon carrying the melody there alongside Norma Waterson's voice. Other instruments there as well, of course, but the melodeon filling it out quite well, I think. Set of, what are they, hornpipes? Yes, of course they're hornpipes, because they are the Little Stack of Barley and the Greencastle Hornpipe. This is Kevin MacLeod playing mandolin and tenor guitar. And Luke Plum, not playing mandolin, he's playing bouzouki and resonator mandolin.
Greatness, every dog he has his day. Tira-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. Sergeant William Bailey, what a wretched sight to see. Was strong and straight, now almost bent in tree. Tirra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. Some rebel youth with placards have called his army blackguards and told the Irish you just what to do. He has lost his occupation, let's sing in jubilation. Sergeant William Bailey,
from their album Between the Earth and Sky, Sergeant William Bailey. Not a happy ending for Sergeant William Bailey. Old song, old Irish song, and it almost sounded as though they were going into a tune called The Sash My Father Wore, which would have been quite inappropriate, but they didn't. And before that, of course, a set of hornpipes from Kevin MacLeod with Luke Plum from a good album called Dawny Rock. This is a group called Malumba with a track called Kaya. Then I think I'll leave it going with another Irish one from Enda Kenny. He was born on St. Patrick's Day in Dublin, and he always says he'd have to be the only male born on St. Patrick's Day in Dublin who isn't called Patrick, and he's called Enda. So first of all, Malumba, then Enda Kenny.
Got a birthday card from far away on a cold and wet St. Patrick's Day. I think I might have been about 19. It said, happy birthday, birthday boy, I hope it's one that you'll enjoy. Why don't you go and paint the town green? So I had one at the King's Head, had a quick one at the Crown, at the Shamrock, Rose and Thistle, and knocked a couple down. And that was just by breakfast time, I thought I was doing well. But wherever I had the last one, I can't tell. At the Normandy, I met some friends, but they can take the blame. They said, let's go to the Rose and Crown, it's got a Jewish name. And for the crack, we knocked one back and went on to the play. And needless to say, we had one there. Now when we rolled on to the Empress, the band was playing loud. We are the boys who make the noise, and you are just the crowd. And the longer you keep drinking, the longer we will play. Be there for it's St. Patrick's Day. Had a bowl of Irish stew, a slice of homemade bread. Washed it down with a pint or two, me eyes were glowing red. I had a Bushmills and a Jameson, and in honour of the saint, we had a paddy and continued to paint. Blew a fortnight's wages, couldn't pay my rent. Had the money in my hand, don't ask me where it went. I have the vaguest recollection that I didn't feel too well. But wherever I had the last one, I can't tell. For when we rode back to the Empress, the band was playing loud. We are the boys who make the noise, and you are just the crowd. And the longer you keep drinking, the longer we will play. St. Patrick's Day. I got a birthday card from far away on a cold and wet St. Patrick's Day. I think I might have been about 19. It said, happy birthday, birthday boy, I hope it's one that you'll enjoy. Why don't you go and paint the town green? Paint me a fortune, it's St. Patrick's Day.
That's not the sort of thing that Enda Kenny does these days. St. Patrick's Day. Before that, Kaya from Malumba. Back to the featured album for the next one. This is a track called Stute's Improvements. And the Stute in question is Chris Stout, who's a rather fine fiddle player from Shetland. Well, he's from Fair Isle originally, but he moved to Shetland a long time ago and was a student of the great Willie Hunter. And unsurprisingly, he is a bit of a big brother figure to Ross Cooper. They played a tune that didn't have a name at the 2022 Celtic Connections. Stout gave some arrangement ideas, hence the new name, Stute's Improvements. So here the duet is a trifecta between Biggins playing piano, Mabbott playing melodeon, and Cooper playing fiddle. No sign of Chris Stout, except in the ether.
Thank you. full moon touched the cold steel lines. The rail bed was frozen with ice. In the distance, an engine was keeping good time. The steam whistle moaned just twice. Down in the cut, past the old trestle bridge, 12 fine horses stood. Masked men shivered in the cold on the ridge, not far from the Glendale woods. The brass lamp shone from the swaying train when the driver saw the red light. Her iron brakes sparked like silver rain, and the metals screamed through the night. The baggage man peered out to look for the fault when fear froze up his heart. He was staring down the barrel of an army Colt that threatened to tear him apart. We will burn your train to cinders, so throw the money on down. Open up your damned express car and jump down to the ground. But we want the Terrapomon. She's Southern and a claim. They ain't offered no reward for Frank and Jesse James. Frank and Jesse James. In long soldier's coat, frayed with the years, quickly they scrambled aboard. Men were sweating, the women shed tears, and a preacher prayed to the Lord. When they opened the safe, there was nothing for them, so they strolled down through the train. What a miserable sight, these desperate men robbing old folks for their gold watch chains.
We will find
soul. Some say his spirit survived, but we all know he was nothing but a Missouri farm boy just fighting to stay alive. High above that railroad bed, on a ridge where the pines grow tall, if you listen to the wind, there's a ghost of a chance to still hear old Jesse call.
We will burn your train to cinders,
so throw the money on down. Open up
your damned express car
and jump down to the ground. But we won't put that old
unmistakable voice of Levon Helm with a song called A Train Robbery, which was written by an Englishman, Paul Kennelly. Crops up there on Levon Helm's album, Dirt Farmer, which is a ripper of an album. I do like it. Before that, Stutz Improvements, told you about that, from the featured album. The featured album, once again, is The Home Road by Ross Cooper Band, fine group of Scottish musicians. This next one comes from Dervish, Irish stars, superstar band of some time ago. I don't know whether they're quite as busy as they used to be. This comes from an album called Playing With Fire, and they were very much on point then. This is a song called Molly and Johnny.
To leave you, but do not be grieved at my going away. For the more we are parted, we'll always be through hearted. And again I return in the sweet month of May. Said Molly to Johnny, oh, I will mourn for you, and I will be grieved at your going away. You might die in a strange country. I'll dress myself up like a neat little sea boy. Amidst of life's dangers, I will stand your friend. Through the winds that lie lofty high, winds are a-blowing. Me dear, I'll be with you to plow the rough men. But your delicate fingers are not handle your lily white feet, love. Our decks could not stand. Now the cold nights of winter, you never could endure them. So stay at home, darling, to the season I go. Them. The clear crystal tears from her eyes down it flow. And a lily white hands on the deck she kept ringing, crying, oh my beloved, will I never see you more.
The year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of mark came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. "Oh, well," said Barrett, cried the town,
"how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers."
The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. How the Yankee lay low down with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Then at length we stood 2 cables away.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
One of Stan Rogers' great songs, Barrett's Privateers, sung all round the world, very loudly, often out of tune, but not by him anymore. Sadly, he's gone. But his music lives on. Barrett's Privateers from the album Fogarty's Cove. Now, a final track from the featured album. And we're getting pretty close to the end, folks. This is a track called Sutherlands from the album The Home Road, the Ross Cooper Band. Featured album today on Come All Ye.
Thank you.
There you go, a track called Sutherlands from the featured album today, Ross Cooper Band, an album called The Home Road. Worth a listen, I reckon. And on that track, he let the drummer have his head, I think. Thank you for your company, as always, today. And I'll leave you with a little bit of music from Collector, a band that used to tread the boards around this part of the world, the central west of New South Wales. Now, we'll do this all again next week, I hope. You can come back to Community Radio 2MCE and hear Come All Ye. You can also hear it online again, because it'll be a podcast, usually a couple of days or so after it's gone to air live. You can get a podcast version. Just go to comeallye.com or 2mce.org, press a couple of buttons and Bob's your uncle. There we are. So, have a good week till we meet again. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.